So I call the public session of the Board of Accountancy for December 7th to order. It is presently 12:01. And those in attendance are Stuart Morris, Acting Chair.
Scott Wright, Board Member.
Anthony Truong, Board Staff.
Julie Nadeau, Board Staff.
Teresa Gahagan, Board Staff.
Kimberly Fass, Executive Director.
Joel Parks, Board Staff.
Sandy Frank, Board Chair.
Is that everybody? Everybody's on deck. Okay.
John Lawson, Board Member.
Oh, John.
Andrew Hunt, Board Legal Counsel.
All right. We have to count those guys, too. Although we found out John just drinks, so that's okay. Which one you want to start with, Kim? You want to go to 5A? You'll start there? Okay, start at 5A. Consent agenda, recommend to close reporting inquiries.
I make a motion to close the inquiries as presented to us, as recommended by the complaints committee, including the case that we looked at today at executive session. Does that work, Angie, or how do you want that motion stated?
That's fine.
Okay. I make that motion.
Do I hear a second?
Including the case, which
The one that had not previously been here.
Okay.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 That was weak. Okay.
There's only two. Keep going.
I know. I'm waiting for Candace.
Candy, are you an aye?
Yes.
And Stu's an aye.
Okay. We just said it in perfect unison.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I missed that. Okay. Going on to the consent agenda, recommended to close inquiries.
One was
reporting inquiries.
Well, actually, I closed the inquiries, and I'll make a motion. I make a motion to close the reporting inquiry as presented to us.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, wait a minute. Second.
Aye.
Okay, got a second.
Aye.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Motion approved. Other motion, compliance with settlement agreements. Jacqueline Wheatley.
Do you want to do that, or do you want to close deal with all the other two? Because we haven't talked about this one yet. That's going to be a little more discussion.
That's all right.
Okay.
Let's go ahead with that.
Okay. I can't make a motion. I don't know anything about it.
All right. On Jacqueline Wheatley, case 17023, do we have anything on Jacqueline?
So the settlement terms stated that she was required to provide a copy of the settlement agreement within 10 days of the effective date to her peer reviewer. So this was due in February. At that time, she did not have a peer reviewer just yet. We reached out multiple times to see if she actually had done that. Most recently being in November 19th. She provided a copy of the settlement to a peer reviewer then. And a peer review was completed a couple days after that.
So do we know when she actually engaged a peer reviewer?
It was in October.
So she engaged the peer reviewer in October. From that time, she would have 10 days in which to provide the settlement to the peer reviewer.
It was the settlement was written as 10 days after it was the settlement was issued. So.
But if she didn't have a peer reviewer, she couldn't give it to anyone.
Right.
So if we even go from the stage of once she engaged a peer reviewer, if we start the 10 days at that point, did she comply with it by getting it to the peer review in 10 days of engaging the peer reviewer? So she gave it to the peer reviewer.
Not that we asked to.
Okay, so the peer review got it. Peer reviewer got the settlement agreement more than 10 days after she engaged the peer reviewer. Just to make sure I understand that.
Did they get that?
That's all I'm going to
do. Okay. But, and then the Harry's comments.
So again, the peer reviewer got the document more than 10 days after the peer reviewer was engaged by her. Yes? No? Yes? Okay.
So she's in violation.
She is now in compliance except for that. Is that correct?
Yes.
I make a motion for sufficient evidence of a finding of a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, Parent 1, professional misconduct.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. All four people voted aye. All right. That's the end of that one. Right. Number four, item four, which is the ones that
did you guys want to provide, did you give any direction on that? Sorry, or are you good?
I'm okay. We have steady penalties.
You're okay? Okay. Just want to make sure.
Okay, let's go to the items that were dealt with in executive session.
In the matter of agency case 18-037, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-010-0080, Parent 2, holders or certificates of license in other states.
Okay, here's second. All in favor of sufficient evidence?
Aye.
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 In the matter of case agency case number 17-052, I make a motion of a finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of ORS 673.320, Parent 3.
Here, second.
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 Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
This is for sufficient.
Aye. Insufficient.
Insufficient. Okay.
Insufficient.
Aye. All four.
In the matter of agency case number 17-062, I make a motion for a finding of one or more violations of OAR 801-030-0015 regarding confidential client information.
I hear a second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Was that insufficient or sufficient?
Sufficient.
Sufficient.
Sufficient. Thank
you. Yes. Further, in the matter of agent case number 17-062, I make a motion for finding of insufficient evidence of a violation of OAR 801-030-0015, Parent 2, Parent B, requested documents.
Okay. I hear a second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Somebody else will have to deal with this one.
Okay. In the matter of case number 17-021, regarding ORA 030-0010, paren 1, paren B, due professional care, and also, I'm going to do these all as one, 801-030-0020, paren 1, professional misconduct, and OAR 801-030-0015, paren 2B, I find there's insufficient evidence of a violation. Okay. It's been moved and seconded.
I will be participating in the vote for purposes of quorum. However, I do have a conflict in this matter. Ms. Sorum is now a partner in our firm.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All in favor of insufficient evidence in this case?
Aye.
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 Okay. Now you're back. Yeah, you put it
in your mouth. an agency case number 17-030. I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence in all matters presented to... Well, I'll go through them individually. I make a motion for finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0010, parent 1, parent B, due professional care.
Oh, you were so close to doing them together, too, weren't you?
Yeah.
All right. It's been seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay.
In the matter of case 17030, I make a motion for finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 1, professional misconduct.
Second? Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 In the matter of agency case number 17030, I make a further motion, a motion of a finding of insufficient evidence for further violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 1, professional misconduct.
Hear a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 And lastly, in agency case number 17030, I make a motion for finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-00, parent 0010, parent 1, parent B, due professional care.
May I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 In the matter of agency case number 17-029, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 1, professional misconduct.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. I can deal with those next two.
In the matter of agency case number 17050, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation. Of OAR 801-0010-0120, parent 8, use of CPA or PA designation.
May I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Sorry, that was for sufficient evidence?
Sufficient evidence, yes.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
One.
In the matter of agency case number 17050, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-010-0120, parent 3, use inactive status and use of CPA or PA designation.
May I hear a second?
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
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 In agency case number 17050, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-010-0120, parent 1, parent D, while in inactive status performing services involving the use of accounting skills.
I hear a second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 In the case of agency case number 17050, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 4, public communications and advertising.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay.
In the matter of agency case 17050, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 7, board communication and investigations.
Second? Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay.
Can I ask a question on the first motion? Was that a nay from Candace on this one?
No.
Oh, it was not.
Okay. It came out
with
as
a late I.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was an A.
Okay, thank you.
I took it as an A.
Yeah. We all did.
Okay.
In the matter of case 18031, I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0010 parent 1 parent B, due professional care.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 In the matter of agency case 18-031, I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0010 parent 4, following of tax standards and Treasury Department Circular 230.
Here a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Lastly, in the matter of agency case 18031, I make a finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020 parent 7, board communication and investigations.
May I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed?
Candy.
Candy.
I voted aye.
We didn't
hear
you.
I was a yes.
Okay.
In the matter of agency case number 18038, I make a motion to administratively close the case.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. You guys are doing great.
In the matter of agency case number 18048, I make a motion for a finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020 parent 1, professional misconduct.
I hear a second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Further, in the matter of agency case number 18048, I make a motion for finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020 parent 1, professional misconduct.
I hear a second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Lastly, in the matter of agency case number 18048, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020 parent 1, professional misconduct.
I hear a second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Nay.
Okay, all vote with one nay. All right. That's the end of your list now.
So I think that motion fails.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was 3-1.
Yeah.
That's before zip.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We've administratively closed all those other ones. Let's see what happens.
All this week. Yeah, through it all.
Been through all of those. Okay. Let's go to number 16.
How about number 6?
Oh, you want to do 6 first? Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that. Okay. This is consideration of settlement proposals. Case number 17033.
I make a motion in agency case number 17033 in the matter of Daniel McHugh to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order as presented.
I hear a second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Gary Miller.
In the matter of agency case number 17047, regarding Gary S. Miller, I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement and resignation in lieu of revocation and stipulated final order as presented.
There's a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay.
In the matter of agency case number 18-010, I make a motion for the acceptance of the stipulated agreement and the settlement agreement and stipulated final order with regard to Curtis Ankenberg.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 In the matter of agency case number 17044, I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement and stipulated final order in the matter of Thomas John Blair.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that takes care of those. It's moving on to, you ready to go to 16, Kim?
Yes.
Okay, qualifications committee.
You have.
Ready for a motion? Yes, I'm ready for a motion.
I make a motion to accept the recommendations of the committee for the issuance of license to the individuals presented or presented to us.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Done. There's my pencil. Okay, so 16 is done. Now, in the name of time, where would you like to go or what needs to be handled, Kim? That, well, you got something more?
Well, you might want to do the number 17 just so we can get those are just the pink sheets, really, that, well, I can't get any more later.
I make a motion to ratify the provisional licenses that staff has provided to the list of individuals presented to us.
There a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 I make a motion to accept and ratify the conditional license, practice licenses issued by staff to the firms as presented to us.
All in favor? I mean, second?
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, good.
I make a motion to admit to the roster of municipal license, municipal auditors, the individuals as presented to us.
Thank you. Oh, where? Second? All in favor, say aye.
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 There were none. So.
I can provide a director report if you want.
Yes.
If anybody's interested in what's happening here.
Yes, we would do.
Okay, so the first good news piece I have to share is that you'll remember back two or three months ago, I did an appeal with the Department of Administrative Services with regard to the Department of Justice flat rate fee. They had added an extra 23% onto our already good. I'm still looking for those numbers. They haven't responded to me, so I haven't forgotten about you. Anyway, so we went through that appeal process, and I got notice earlier this week that basically we got what we asked for, but at the same time we didn't, because just like our agency went to the appeal process, so did the Department of Justice, and when they went and they were asking for 23%, they didn't get as much as they were requesting. So then what the financial office did is just take away that percentage that they didn't get off of our amount. So I might not be explaining this quite eloquently, but
they gave us the same treatment.
It was a win, yeah.
We were granted enough to cover what they were.
So DOJ was granted 6%, ours was 6%.
Yes,
is that
exactly
whatever the number is?
Yeah, and so at the same token, in this, I just found out, what, maybe 2 weeks ago, that the Department of Administrative Services is asking for a 36% rate increase in state government charges. They have adjusted our budget to cover that as well. It's not at the 36%, but it's pretty close. It's amazing. It's crazy. So I feel good about
amazing
that.
Amazing in a wrong, bad way.
Let's see. So that's all good. I was really pleased with that. We have completed the three demonstrations from the three vendors for the IT solution for online licensing. We're working still with the Office of Information Systems, and we're hoping to have something for you to actually look at shortly. I need to just kind of wrap some things up. I need to talk to procurement. I need to talk to the OSCIO's office just a little bit more. Budget-wise, we're fine.
with whatever we choose. I just want to make sure everybody has all the information. I presented at the professional update. Mm-hmm. Did you watch it?
No.
I did that yesterday. I was a little nervous, but I got through it, and so I had some good feedback afterwards. So that was
good.
I'm glad that's done for now. We are continuing to get more memos, as you all know, from universities regarding educational requirements. I'm sorry that you've been bombarded with all those emails, but we are working with them. My assumption is that laws and rules will deal with these issues, but if something comes up that you want us to deal with now, we're happy to do that too. Speaking of Laws and Rules Committee, we have gone through the list that you approved at the last meeting for licensees that were interested in serving on that committee. Have we conferred any yet?
John and then two others, I believe.
So we're building that committee, and I think we're aiming for about five members. John, I'm assuming you still want to participate even after you're not a board member anymore on that?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Phew. As stated earlier, Ming Brink did resign from the board earlier this week. She's still undergoing treatment and just needs to take a break for a while. We have three interest forms sent to the governor's office for potential board members, two for the CPA role and one for the public member. And I've talked to Candy a little bit about how we might want to do that. I think I haven't made any decisions yet, or we haven't made any decisions yet on what that looks like. But some good candidates.
Good. We're getting good replies off the renewals as far as people who want to serve.
Yeah, we do. Okay. We do. That was interesting. One lady yesterday after the conference asked me if, as a retired licensee, she could serve on the board as a public member, and I'm like, I don't know about that. And then she wondered if she could serve on a committee, and I think we can go either way. Sometimes yes, sometimes no for retired, depending on what committee they're serving, I guess.
I would think as a board member would be difficult because this board or the state would look at it as another CPA.
Yeah, that's how I think too.
So that would be my only concern.
Any questions?
Well, with that stated, one of our prior public members was the CPA with out-of-state inactive or mm-hmm. out-of-state retired, whichever one it was. So there is some level of precedent for that.
Yeah.
As a board member?
Roger Graham.
Oh.
He was an inactive Montana licensee.
Did not realize that.
Yeah.
Does it look like we'll have some of our vacancies filled for the next board meeting?
I don't know when the next confirmation is. Christina Rice Whitlow from the governor's office emailed me this morning, replying to my email from yesterday. I will either talk to her this afternoon, or we're going to, if we can't get together today, we'll talk on Monday to get all these pieces ironed out. Okay.
Okay. I think important right now. Are you done?
Sure.
You presented? Okay. I'm just keeping moving here. All right. Calendar. I think we should look at the calendar.
Yes. So you know, first of all, I don't know which version you have, but February 2 is...
February 1.
The next. February 1 is our next board meeting.
Right. Not 2.
No, February
not January 25, not February 2.
Well, no, because I had January 26, I think, before, so...
I noticed that the May board meeting was moved.
We did adjust.
On the prior draft?
We made a few adjustments.
Prior draft had it like the 9th.
Right. What we found is that we were, from the date of the BOAC meeting to the board meeting, we were only allowing ourselves a couple weeks, and it's just too difficult to do that turnaround that quickly to present them to the board. We were, the follow-up from a BOAC meeting and then to turn around and send it to the board is, we need about 3 weeks in between those.
based on the prior calendar, I booked something that would conflict with the 16th and 17th. Is anybody open to maybe earlier that week?
At this point, I'm open.
Like Monday, Tuesday that week?
Or Monday, Tuesday?
Something like that.
Okay.
Does that get
and
you?
And it doesn't matter.
John's over.
Doesn't matter for me.
Look at you.
Uh-huh. Already got short-timer attitude.
No.
So 13 and 14, should we put that as a potential?
May 13th, 14th.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, yeah, he'll want to make sure that, because we did adjust the time, the dates somewhat, so just make sure we're good.
Okay. So the calendar's set temporarily. Mm-hmm. We want to deal with 15B then? Is there anything on there? Classification of internship credits? That's a long
it's
one.
It's pretty meaty.
I would rather wait if you can.
Well, I guess the long and short of it is right now it's Southern Oregon University is the one that's talking about the internship credits. And basically, when we see a transcript, if it has the accounting coding, whatever that's called, internship, or it says accounting internship, we're going to count it towards the upper division accounting courses. We've done that consistently, you know, forever. Their concern is that if the internship is an industry in the accounting department, that we're not counting it towards the upper division accounting requirement. Sometimes we don't know. If it just says internship, we might need to ask some questions. What type of internship was it? What type of work were you performing? These types of things. So I'm not really sure why they're so concerned, because we were working with them on it. We've developed a form that they can use to give us a little bit more information. Were you supervised? Were you in the accounting department? What types of duties did you perform? So
I've got a feeling on this that they were just trying to ramrod through anything they want to classify as intern, as an upper division, without any investigation, which to me is then who's the tail's wagging the dog as far as licensure goes. So I think it's appropriate that we investigate those issues when they come up and not just let the teachers run roughshod.
Well, we have to be careful, because we did have an applicant recently who had 5 internship credits, none of which were in an accounting department at all. So they really should not count as upper division accounting, but without asking those questions.
We still have to run the show.
Right.
That's my feeling. One thing at the NASBA meeting, which has to do with the same type of thing, is teachers. They want to be kind of excluded from having to renew and do any continuing education, because after all, they're teachers. I have a problem with that.
That's an interesting little...
So they're trying to carve, to me, they're trying to carve themselves out a nice little niche, and I'm just bringing that up as conversation to go along with what we're seeing in the other things that they're doing right now. Just be careful, keep an eye on them. Okay. Where would you like to go, Kim, that you need to get done? Yes, John.
Never mind.
Is everybody okay with us putting off the 10A election of board officers until we have a little more?
Do we have some?
Board present?
Do we have board members? Sure.
Well, one thing I'll point out is we probably before the next board meeting, there's going to be some committee meetings, and who's going to be the liaison for those committee meetings?
I would think they would remain as they are until we have a new.
Okay. We haven't had a liaison for the qualifications committee for quite a while. Is anybody interested in?
We'll report on that.
Okay.
Find a new kid.
Yeah.
Throw him right into the mix.
Okay, so we'll postpone the election of board officers till February 1.
Mm-hmm. but all the existing liaisons will continue
everything
as is.
Everything is status quo until we get to February 1. So Candace is still chair.
One That's more. Okay. I owe you one running a meeting thing.
No kidding, you owe me one. You're missing out on your Christmas present too. I'll have to hold it till then.
Darn.
See what you miss when you don't. Yeah, if you don't show up, you don't get it. So. Okay. Anything else on here that you want to get touched on before we get out of here? We got 20 minutes left.
Let's see.
We're doing well.
At the very end, the CPA exam, we don't generally give you any information on exam stuff, but those are just kind of interesting statistics that NASBA provides to us, showing how Oregon relates in their performance on the CPA exam in relation to other states. And I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're 1 year we were in the top, we were number five. We were always within the top 10 states mm-hmm. in the nation. I think 1 year one was number three. I think the third quarter we were third in the nation.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good information.
That's great information. So that's just a FYI type of thing, just to pat our own back sometimes. Okay. It's fun.
Let's look at the treasurer's report. Who's the treasurer?
Nancy.
She's not with us, okay.
There's not a whole lot new on this.
I was going to ask you a question on it. We're up through September. We didn't get October's yet.
No, we won't get that till
February.
It should be coming soon, because we're right in the middle, early part of December, yeah.
All right, so there's really nothing to report there.
Really not.
No? Okay, good.
We're staying on track.
Yep. Getting hammered every time you turn around, huh? By the state.
Well, yeah, there's that.
It's only money.
Okay. Only a way of keeping score.
OAIA and OSCPA, they have no report. Review public board summary. Do we need to do that?
Oh.
What?
I'm sorry? Public session?
Yeah.
Public review?
That's just for information, or if you have any additions or corrections to that summary.
Okay. Nothing there. Complaints committee, informal only. That's their, is that their, remember, was that their annual?
No, that's a summary. The summary of the actions.
Actions.
Yeah.
So we've already dealt
what,
with
what used to be called minutes.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Okay. Anybody look those over? Do they have any questions on them? Nope. Okay.
Nope.
I think we're almost to the end.
Jeez.
The committee review, that's done by the chair of the committee, so we're not involved in that process. We're just informational only for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Treasurer's report. Vice chair, that was me. Okay. That was a trip to Arizona. Thank you, everyone. I enjoy Arizona at that time of the year. I just got lost in the hotel.
Slept in the parking lot.
Quick story. We went out for the first night's activities, which I could see out my window of my room there. But I couldn't jump over the fence because there was bushes there. And so I went out and turned and went down the hall, came out into the garden area. There wasn't a soul there. I had just seen hundreds of people. Everybody disappeared. But I ran into another couple who were looking for the same party. So we paired up. Then we found an employee and said, "Where is this area?" And he says, "I don't know. I've only been here 6 months."
Only 6 months? Oh, my.
So he took us around, but he says, "I think I can get you there." We wound up going around the entire structure, getting back in the front door, and then finally getting to it. Almost to an employee that I talked to, had been there under a year, did not know where the various areas were and how to get to them from where we were.
I'm kind of glad I didn't go. I for sure would have
been lost. It was wild. It was absolutely, because it was like, look at my hand. Those were the rooms where we're off of each of these spikes.
Oh, wow.
And the main center was here, but you couldn't
there.
Then if you got out there, getting back, there were other hallways that seemed to appear and took you other places. So.
Sounds exciting.
So sleeping in my car was a good option. So, right, Julie?
I
All right. Anyway, that was a fun story. It was a good meeting.
If you sleep in your car, do you get reimbursed for room and board?
Yeah, sure.
Well, said $20 a night.
Yeah. Actually, they gave it to me for free.
That's
they,
nice.
That was nice. So, of course, they gave it to everybody else free, but that's all right. All right. Do we need to do anything else?
Candy, do you have anything you'd like to talk about?
I don't think so. I think we've covered everything that needed to get done.
I think so, too.
Okay. Are you going to have any certificates signed, or what are we going to do about those?
Yeah, if you can sign what you can.
I should sign as vice chair.
We have some here.
We have some here. Okay. And then we're going to send the settlements by FedEx to Candy.
Okay. And I'll sign as the non-chair, or non-officer person. Yeah. I'll sign certificates.
And then Candy said if she's ever in the area, she'll swing by and visit us for signing. But.
Oh, I thought we'd get Julie could sign for Candy.
Signature stamp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. We're down to the end. Can we call the meeting to adjourn?
Yes, thanks.
Call it.
The meeting's adjourned.
Time of death.
Time of death is 8:20. Ooh, thanks. 8:42.
Thanks, everyone.
8:42.
Can I let me my phone?
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Is an 8.
Have a good
Merry
holiday.
Christmas.
Yeah.
That's August.
Bye-bye.